So Parshas Vayera. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem zakas sdoim v'amuira ki rabba v'chatosem ki chov d'moid. The Pasuk says, Erna na v'ereh ke tzakosa bo elai osu kala v'imloi edo. So when he means, Veda no v'ereh ke tzakosa is in the singular, shlubim ha-ke tzakosom. So Rashi already quotes the Gemara in Kuftesamut Beis, in what you call it, in Sanhedrin, that says, what's Ketzakosa? He's talking about the Riba Achas. When the Pasuk says Kiraba, doesn't mean Kiraba, but Kiriba. And it's a story of a girl that wanted to do Chesed, and they decided to punish her to death, and they put honey into her, and they put her into a roof, and she was beaten by the bees and died. And the Pasuk says, I want to see if it's true, that accord, if that, what you call it, if that scream really represents what's going on, Kala, I'll destroy them. Imloy, if not true, it all let them do tshuva. And so the question is, the Baal Tanya already asked, what does it mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to go down and see. What does it mean, going down and seeing? So Rashi says, Erda no, limedel dayon shlo yisuk din foshel beriyat. Teaching the din nefoshes is only paskenu and the edim see the what you call the dayonim see it, so they have to actually see. But it's interesting. What do they have to see? Haketzakosa, if it's true or if it's basically the screaming of that girl is true. Why specifically the screaming of that girl? Why is this haketzakosa means specifically this story? I mean, they did terrible things. So the Dayanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was paskening on everything. But for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what it needs to be seen is this story of this girl, if it's true or not. And so, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to go down? If you tell me because the Dayanim are paskening, why is this story the koveya for the entire Parsha of Sdoim? And the second question in the Parsha of Sdoim is, the Pasuk says, Vashem himtir al sdoim vamoira, gofris vamelach. So Rashi says, what means Vashem? Means Hashem obeys dinoi. So Yosef Engel explains, what does it mean? How do you see that Hashem obeys dinoi from the Pasuk Vashem? Because the word Vashem, the Vav, is moisiv something, is adding something. He's telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu paskin Hashem obeys dinoi. The question is, what does it mean Hashem obeys dinoi? And why specifically here in this parsha there is Hashem obeys dinoi? I just told you here, Erda no means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limed la dayonim. He's teaching you that the dayonim have to paskin. So there is something that has to do with the besdin, specifically by Sdoim v'amoira. Why? Why Hashem obeys dinoi? And limed la dayonim shloivsuk elaberiya. I mean, there is something called Hashem obeys dinoi specifically by Sdom. There were so many other stories before. Why Tavgah by Sdom? This is stressed. That's question number one. Question number two is the following. You know the Gemara Mishnah Sanhedrin. Mishnah Sanhedrin says, how do you know that dinei in the foshes you paskenu 23 dayonim? Because the Pasuk says, V'shoftu heida v'hitzilu haida. And Chazal learned, Eida shofetes v'eida matzeles. You need a Eida to be shofet and a Eida to be matzel. And because of Bezdin Shokul, that's why we add 3 mardayonim. It's 23. And the Rambam paskens this lehaloche. Steht in Rambam like this. The Rambam in Ilchus Sanhedrin, Perek Hey. Ein donim din in the forces bepoches meister beschleusher, that's the 23 dayonim shibsadre niktana, bein din in the forces odom, bein din in the forces behema. That's why by passing for humans or passing for animals. So that's for all the animals. They need to be killed. You need 23. Afiru ari, vidoiv, venamiru bardulas, meaning any wild animals. Shem taruz, ishlem bailim, shem isu, and they have any animals which have been domesticated and they have owners. Even if it's a lion or anything else, if they went and killed, misosa besri veshmenishlosha. You need a bezim of 23 to kill them. Aval nachash shehemis, era goyra isoid. But if you, there is a nochash, if a snake kills somebody, then one person alone does it. So the Briskarov is already medayik in Zvochim, that is mashma from the Rambam. Rashi says why by a nochash you need only one. So Rashi says because they are more. There's no din. You know that they're mazikim, and a nochash is a very, very vicious animal. You don't need a din, and therefore you don't need 23. One person alone does it. The Rambam is mashma that it's mashma that there is a din, but it's a dayan echod. That's why he says you usually need 23, but by here, echad hoirego iso, mashma dayan echod. And that's what the Mishkrov is medai in Zvochim. And in Zvochim, Perek Shmini, the Zvochim is daf ayin amud beis. Ve'oid mashma mir shoyne shesiem shtetn rov, aval nochash echad hoirego dishkan din shel echad. Mashma, there's a din of echod. It's not the pshad is that you don't need a din. Ela mashma, there's a din, but the din only needs echod. Umidin beizinu. Ve'lo kol adim lehorgo izoch. It's not the pshad is that you just kill him to be able to avoid any damage. Ve'tzorchi is a din beizim shel echod. What's the pshad in the din shel echod that there is here? And now, why is the nochosh different than all the other animals? And that you need a din shel echod. So the Rambam, in Pirshei Mishnah, says, Rabbi Akiva soy veshanochosh, any sauce to besa beshloisha, era yargenu yochid. He did on one person. Vetam, heyo is din nefoshes besa beshloisha, look up, because the reason for 23, it explains later, and therefore loch Rabbi Akiva. So the reason why is one, because you'll see the reason why you need 23. So the Sameach explains and says, what does that mean? He says, why? Because you need 23, because we just said, Eida Shofetes Veida Matzeles. You need a Eida to be Shofet, Eida to be Matzel. Anochosh, because of the Din of Mises, and the Halacha is, Zoter, Veshoftu Veitzilu, Veanochosh, Rachmon is a Mises, like the Gemara says, Har betainu zir anochosh, ube Mises en Natzilu. There's no Hatzola by Mises. Mises, you don't find him in his chus. Even though usually a Mises, any human, which a Mises needs 23, because first you have to pask if it's a Mises or not. But the Nochosh is a Metzius of a Mises. And because it's a Metzius of a Mises, you don't need 23. So you need any din. The only reason you need 23 is because you need the Shofetes with the Matzeles. But in a case where there's no Hatzolah, Dayan Echot can kill him. So that's a pshat why you need a Dayan Echot, because it's a din of Be'etzem to be a Mises. And so the Rambam says, learn afterwards, and Mishnah explains why you need 23, which means you need 23 to be the Shofetes with the Matzeles. In a case that there is no Hatzolah because there is no Melamed Chustan Mesis, one dine is enough. That's what the Meshech Chacham explains. And the question is, you have to understand, why? What does it mean that the Nochosh has a din be'atzmoy of Mesis? What does it mean that the Nochosh be'atzmoy is a Mesis? What does that mean that he be'atzmoy is a Mesis? And the question number three is like this. The Rabbi Yosheber and Harikedim in Rosh Hashanah in Siman Aleph, Rabbi Yosheber explains something very gishmak. Explains the Slichas. We know, we learn from the Mokor of Slichas. It's definitely Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, "Aviyavar Shem Alpona Vayikra, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mal Mikra Kosu Viyev Shalom Rimelam Shetak Dushbuk Kishlech Tzibur Kishbuk Mitzatif Kishlech Tzibur Veera LeMoishe Seider Tfila." So he says, says Bereshit, you see that the din Amira Slichas, number one is Nisatif Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kishlech Tzibur, and therefore do we have a minhag that the Shlech Tzibur is misatev, even if it's early in the morning, he puts on talis, because it's keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu that said you give him midas. That's a Yom HaKippurim, the Lili of Yom Kippur that we say a lot of slichas. Everybody is misatev, because there's a deal of Hatova, and we have to understand why. But also, it has a din tefillah. Nafkimina is, so Rabbi Yishmael says, what's the pshat? What's the din tefillah in you give him midas? What tefillah do you say? He says, maybe that's a pshat on the vidui. That's why mizvade, because the vidui is a bakoshas kapora. But if you read the Levush, he himself quotes the Levush in Simon Tavkov Pe'alef, and the Levush says, Why do we say Kaddish Tiskabel of the Slichas? And Kaddish Tiskabel is only after Shmon Esrei. He says because the Seder Slichas is a Seder Tfila. She nisnu kulam al Seder Tfila shel kol hayoyim. The psukim she'oymrim koidem haslichas hem keneged psuki de zimra, and the slichos yud gimel midas, they are v'haslichos im gimel midas she'oymrim ben kol achas ve'achas hem b'mokum shmon esre, and zokter she'ikar hatfila yud gimel midas, because ikar hatfila is gimel midas, and then noiflim al pein the tachnun that we say is keneged the tachnun that is in tfila. So you see that from him the yud gimel midas is a din tfila. What does it mean that that's a din tfila? So the two questions: why is nisatev kishliach tzibur such a inherent and an organic part of tzlichas, and why is tzlichas specifically Yud Gimel Midas? Does they have a din tefila? The loshon Nagmara is vilimdoi seder tefila. Why does it have to be tefila, and what is the tefila? Now vayavoyer Hashem al ponov. What does it mean vayavoyer Hashem al ponov? On the concept of vayavoyer Hashem al ponov, whose ponim are we talking about? So this we know is a machloikas arishonim. Vayavoyer Hashem al ponov is machloikas the Ramban and Rashi. The Ramban says al ponov is al pnei Moshe. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to pnei Moshe to give him a hasoga that he was looking for. And the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim Chelak Aleph Perek Chof Aleph and the Malbim explain vayavoyer Hashem al ponov is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu passed on his ponim. His anhaga from the ponim, and he moved it to Ochir so that Moshe Rabbeinu can see it. Vayavir Hashem al ponov, either the ponov Shemoshe that the hasoga came to the ponim of Moshe, or vayavir means that Kodesh Baruch Hu took it away, removed from the ponim of his own ponim to the Ochir, and that is what Yud Gimel Midas is all about. First of all, you understand what the machloek is, the Ramban and the Rambam, but most important, the Gemara is mashma Kodesh Baruch Hu became a shliach tzibur. So it doesn't mean that an hoga came from the Pnei Moshe or came from the point of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashma, the alpon of Minya Kodesh Baruch Hu became in front of the tzibur, kishliach tzibur. Question is, how do these three pshatim by Yud Gimel Midas fit in together? To answer all of this, we have to understand what the Balatanya says in our parsha. And he goes on the Rambam. We know the Rambam in Minuches Deus explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu called Sofer Rishusun. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything, and he still has the Rishus. How is it shayach that there is Bechira if a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything ahead of time? So the Rambam says the following. The Rambam in Minuches Tshuva, Perek Hei, Alocha Hei, says the following. That's a very long answer. It's the das of Kodesh Baruch is not external to him like it is to people. The Kodesh Baruch and his das is one thing only. Okay? So he says a person can't understand it. And the rabbi explains, asks, shouldn't ask a question that you can answer. What is the answer? The answer is that this das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a das that you can't be masik. So what are you answering? You ask good questions, but you leave the questions open. You should have left it as a munat mima. If you can't give an answer, don't ask a kasha. Okay? So the question is, what does the Rambam mean? So se state in Balatanya the following. The Balatanya says that the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two kinds of das. There is one das which is above any kelim, it's not mizgale. That is the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called the soivev. Soivev means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he created a mokum ponui. A mokum ponui means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around, surrounds everything, but he created a mokum that gave an impression of a vacated space. And on that vacated space, he created a kava line where he was megale himself. the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is soiviv, which is not, is a das that is irrelevant to the creation that he has. That is the das which is me'atzmoi, that we can never be masig, and was never part of our hasaga. Because we were, as the, all the creation was within this vacated space, that kibiyochol, it's empty from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misgale himself there through the light that we have. And that light is Oiris Bekelim. What does the Oiris Bekelim mean? That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misgale with various midas, with various filters, how can we see him? There is Midas HaChesed, which is the Shem Kel. Where there is Midas HaDin, which is the Shem Elokim. But that's the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Kelim. The Das, which is called the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he knows. But is not a knowledge that translates into a Gilui. It's called the Das HaElyon. And that's a Das that surrounds the Olamos. And that Das, the only thing we know about that Das, which is the Das HaYichud, we only know one thing. That the Ritzoinu Lehitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do good for us. Oilam Chesed Ibone. The only thing we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is he? In that HaKadosh Baruch Hu which surrounds the Oilamis, we only know one thing which is called Midas HaChesed, is a Chesed Poshut. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'ani Avir Kol Tuvi Lefanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself in the Oilam. He's Megal with two channels. The channel of Chesed and the channel of Din. The channel of Chesed is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. The Chesed of Din is the ability of the Mekabalim to take that Chesed. Because Midas HaDin allows them to take that Chesed and to deserve that Chesed. Because the more deserving, the more it could absorb the Chesed, not to be Namad Kisufa. Always Mitzad HaMekabalim, which is Malchus, is Din. Dina de Malchus Adina. Din, Malchus is Din. Why? Because Malchus, the whole idea is to be Mekabel. To be Mekabel, you have to break it, like when you teach, right? Somebody might have a Givaldike Chochma, and that might be overwhelming. A person to understand to be Mekabel needs to break it down, needs to actually be Metzantzem, right? Always. When you teach, you have to teach something above the student, but it has to be something that the student can break it down and capture it. That's the concept of this. So this hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that vacated space, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the Bria, mitzad atzmoi, what he gives, is mitzad chesed, the mekabalim is mitzadin. That's what the Zohar says, there is a difference between Ein Hashem Elereyav, which is Beloshon Yochid, that's the Ein, which is the Das HaElyon, which is only chesed from what we know. And Einei Hashem, Meshuitet is B'chol Aretz, that Einei Hashem is Hashem as his knowledge which relates to Anhoga. That's the knowledge that translates into Chesed and Din. And that's two eyes. One is a knowledge which is Mitzad Chesed, and one is a knowledge Mitzad Din. The Das HaElyon is the one that's above time. Umimela knows the future, and that idea precludes Bechira. But that idea is an idea that makes no difference. And Taki, in that idea, there is no Bechira, the Makum. So in Das HaElyon, the Rambam says, that is Daito Echot, is the concept of Yichud. There is no creation, there is nothing. That's a Sevev Kolamim. The Das HaTachdoin, that's a Das which HaKadosh Baruch is Megal himself within the Gdorim of the Bria, which is in the Gdorim of time. And that Das, Taki doesn't know the future. And on that world of Das, there is Bechira. And that Das makes a difference. So the Das that is significant, that makes any difference, is the Das HaTachdoin as it relates to the Olamos, and on that, there is no idea in the future. It's bound by time, it's bound on the Olamos. The Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which takes Lemala from everything, that's a Das that's irrelevant, that doesn't relate to us. We can't even understand it. So that Das, Taki knows the future, but who cares about that Das? Mimela is the Falmela is Givaldik. You should know something, that that Das HaElyon, which is kulay chesed, that there is nothing, there is no midas hadin, there is nothing, it's above Elyon Hoga, a person can be zoiche to bring it. Moshe Rabbeinu is mevakesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be vavir kol tuvi al panecha. Kol tuvi is that midah which is only toiv. And that is something which surrounds the Olamos. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it surround the Olamos wearing a talis. That's why you only say the midas yud gimel midas harachem, which is keneged the yichud, which is the chesed without any din, the chesed of called das ha'elyon, where the mindset of other make no difference. That chesed is misgale in the world where Shabin was asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that chesed, which is beyond the Ilomis, which is called Das HaElyon, should be misgale in the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu was megale. That's the bakosha. You should know that, why is it a tefillah, Yudgimel Midas? Because the tefillah is a bakosha that Yudgimel Midas, which is beyond the Ilomis, should be misgale in this Ilom. The bakosha, the Das HaElyon, should be misgale. That is why it's a seder tefillah. And that's Vayavir Hashem Alponov. Vayavir Hashem Alponov, we wanted, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be, like Ramban says, that he should be able to face, at least momentarily, this Das HaElyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Lemala Mikol HaOlamos, like a flash. And that's what Rambam says, the only way to do it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Anhogas HaPnim, and he shows it BeDerech Ocher. He shows it. Now Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, V'sakoisi kapi alecha, I'll put my hand until I pass. What does mean the hand? Because that gilui of Das HaElyon, prekud HaOlamos, will show that nothing exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his hand, which is his Ma'aseh Yadayim, for you to have a flashback of that Anhaga within the creation of the Olamos. That's why V'sakoisi kapi alecha dovri. So the bakosha is that's why you're misatev with the talis. Because what you want to do is that surrounding of the Olamos, which is like a talis around the person, should be misgale in this world. And that's why it's a bakosha, and that's why you need a talis. So Mimela, that is, so says in the Zohar, who was Zoicha to Das Anhoga? Somebody who is misnag like a Kudosh Baruch Hu b'Das HaElyon. And that's Yosef. Because what did Yosef do? He was Mefarnes Klal Yisrael. The Das HaElyon has one kavana only. You know the kavana of Das HaElyon is? To create creatures and to be native to him. If you're Noyeg like Das HaElyon, you're Zoicha this world Das HaElyon. That's why Bonos Tzadei, that's why Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Aleyain. Aleyain means above the Ayin, which means that he's above the world because he has one Ayin, which is so state. That's what the Zohar says. And the Zohar, so the Zohar in Parshas Noso in the Idra says, "Hine Hashem, the time b'pnei mazocha Yosef lo shalte ben Abisha." Why there was no ein ro by Yosef? B'pnei shezoch reshdagocha ben Atov lo, because you're zoche that ein tova ilo, which is Das HaElyon, which he says ein Hashem in Riyav. How do dichsiv ben poras Yosef ben poras aleyain? Amayu ben poras. Because that ayin is mishdakach bei, uchsiv toiv ayin hu yevoirach maitama kinosa nilach moladam. But when the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the das atachton, relates to the nivroim, there are two ways. Always is in the plural is einei Hashem. So says the Baal HaTanya, because there are two ways of looking. One way is HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking down. Looking down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all mitzad ha-chesed. So that's the Eidah Matzeles. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad ha-nivroim, mitzad ha-mekabli, mitzad midas ha-din, that is the Ayin Hashem, which is Eidah Shofetes. In every din, the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is das tachton, comes from two sides, from two ayins. One is mitzad ha-chesed, one is mitzad ha-din. Mitzad ha-chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down, and mitzad ha-din, mitzad ha-mekabli. Always you have tzad ha-chesed and tzad ha-din, and says the Baal Tanya, you could see the same thing. But sometimes you see a tzad schus, and sometimes the same thing can create a tzad choyva, depends how you look at it. Look at by Adam, by Noach. By Noach it says, rak kol hayom. And then after the korban, it says, that's a good book to destroy the world. But after the destruction of the world, when Noach brought a korban, the pasuk says what? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Ki etzer lev adam ram in neurav, acher lo yosef lakves es adam." So the pikoda por es ram in neurav, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not make. The exact same thing, because it depends how you see it. If you see mitzad, a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Chesed, Mitzad HaOdom, Mitzad HaMekablin, that's Midas Adin. Mimela, that's a pshat. The Pasuk says, Erda Novere HaKetza Kosa, Habo Elai. Erda Nom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go and look at them, Mitzad Ay of Midas HaChesed, HaKetza Kosa Ba'elai, and then I will be Mitzarev to what's coming from me, the Maloche Chabola they're creating from here, which is Midas Adin. And if it's haketzakosa, I want taina. Which what is haketzakosa? That you're killing someone from midas hachesed. If you kill somebody from midas hachesed, you actually kill the midas hachesed. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to come down and see it. Because if seeing it, I'll see the destruction of midas hachesed, that ayin of chesed can be poel. That's why haketzakosa ba'elai. And that's why Dafka here teaches you that any time Kadosh Baruch Hu says, punishes is Hashem, which is Midas HaChesed, or Beis Dinoi, which is Midas Adin, is always a tziruf in the two. Here the Pasuk stresses and says that because they destroy Midas HaChesed, they lost the opportunity of having the Din Mitzad HaChesed. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu Din wait. Always a Kadosh Baruch Hu wait. There is a midah of Erech HaPayim, there's a midah of that a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes. And Erech HaPayim is not Kadosh Baruch Hu waits, but like the Rambam Chal says, Kadosh Baruch Hu does little by little of the punishment. Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't wait and destroy them completely. Kala. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't even need for tshuva. Why? Because waiting for tshuva is only mitzad de'ida matzeles. If you destroyed midas hachesed, you never zoiche to such a thing of midas hachesed. So therefore, this the pasuk is stressing us that the reason why the punishment was so harsh and right away, because of the tzakos of that ribachas, that girl that was screaming and crying because you killed her, which is exactly, how did they kill her? They took the honey. What is the honey? Honey is the mitukadin, that you take something tome from a bee that stings and you turn it into something sweet. The ultimate mitukadin. If you use mitukadin to kill the chesed, mida keneged mida, you don't get mitukadin. That's why the pasuk says, "Haketzakosa erda novere min yaubi mashpia." I will go down to be the sadin. That's why the dain has to see it, because by seeing the Balatanya says this is the eida matzeles. Because so you see the suffering. If you go down and you see what the killing of midas hachesed kala, then they can't wait. Midas hachesed can be poyal. So Bimela, once you understand that, you understand what the Rambam says by Chof Gimel. The Bezin of Chof Gimel, you need always an Eida Matzeles and you need an Eida Shofetes. There is one exception, is the Nochosh. Because the Metzius of the Nochosh is Mesis, which means it's Metzius of Midas Adin. Because what's the Nochosh? It's Keneged Yetzirah, which is Atzotn, who are Yetzirah, who are Atzotn Malacham Oves. His whole Metzius is Metzius Adin. If this whole Metzius is Metzius Adin, there is no Chesed involved with that. And therefore, it's a Dayan Echod. It's done with one Dayan Echod, because he is the ultimate Metzius of Din. The Metzius of Din precludes the Chesed, precludes the Dion, is a Dayan Echod. It's Kebiochol, the zooming, the laser beam of Midas Adin, because all the Metzius of the Nechosh Midas Adin. So how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Noig with us? If you are Noig with the Madrega, which is the highest Madrega, the Madrega of Yosef, you're Zoichet, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Noig with you in the mid of Dasa Elyon. If a person is normal, he has Das HaTachto, and Das HaTachto is a combination of the Ayin of Chesed and the Ayin of Din, and is Eida Shofet, is Eida Matzeles, is a mizug between the two. But a person, Chas V'Shalom, can do something that is not Zoiche to the Ayin of Chesed, either because his Metzius is Metzius Adin, which is the Nochosh, or because he destroys the Chesed with his own hands, like Stoim. And Stoim is the only one that Hashem who Beis Dinoi came to punish them. Usually Hashem tries to preclude punishment. Hashem who Beis Dinoi punishing them is Dafka by Stoim because he destroyed it. So this idea of Das HaElyon from Rav Akiva, this is Perek Kuf Lamed Tes. It says before Shlam Natzeach, Hashem Hakartani Vateida. David Amelech says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know who I am. Ata Yadata Shifti Vekumi, you know when I come and I go to rest. You understood my thoughts from far. What does it mean from far? From far is Das HaElyon. Therefore, my goings during the day or during the night you have surrounded me. Ziris is like Zir Soviv, is around it. V'chod rachai is kanta, and therefore you have seen and understood everything from far. Kin b'ilam yishor shalom kol, because you know everything that I do. Ochor v'kede, but that's you. So you know already everything. So what's the purpose of me coming here? But ochor v'kedem tzartan, when you created me, you created a vacated space that there is ochor v'kede, that there is before and after. V'toshes alay kapecha, because you put your hand to hid me from you. Plia das v'meni, and therefore for me, I would never understand your das, nisgevoy, so far and so removed, lo uchalav, that I would never be able to understand. So I finish the pasuk says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know everything. So you did it because you created me in the world, that you put your hand to hide it and to create this image of Das HaTachton, which is Ocher Vaked and Tzartani. And therefore, your Das is Nisgeva Lo Yuchala, is not something that you will understand. And this is the Drochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how his knowledge and how his deen works.